こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。文字起こしのテキストを iPhone のアプリで購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。1個目、理化学研究所がおととい会見を開き、スタップ細胞の論文に関する調査委員会の最終報告書を公表しました。報告書によると、他人の論文の無断引用に関しては過失であり不正とは言えない。しかし画像に関しては捏造と改ざんが認められ、これは小保方春子さんが単独で行った不正だと断定しました。これを受け、小保方春子さんが代理人弁護士を通じて反論のコメントを発表し、画像に関しては捏造や改ざんではなく悪意のない間違いであり、調査委員会の判断は承服できないと反論しました。小保方さんは近日中に利権に不服申し立てをする予定です。
Stem cell scientist Haruko Obokata has been found guilty of research misconduct according to the investigation committee assigned to the case. The committee found specific evidence of fabrication and falsification in her research.This included images fabricated by Obokata independently of her co-writers. Obokata has since issued a statement claiming that the images were only created for illustrative purposes and not to deceive.
そうで、この調査委員会は論文作成に関する不正があったかないかっていうのを調査するだけだから、スタップ細胞が本当にあるかないかはこの人たちは別にチェックしてないわけなんだよね。だから Obokata さんも反論の中で、スタップ細胞は実際にありますっていうふうにまた再度言ってるわけなんだけど、
Actually, some other researchers were able to reproduce her results recently.
Where?
I just read that earlier. Like right after this happened. Like right after they found her guilty of research misconduct.
ああ、それチャイナのやつでしょ。
Was it?But they had to use a slightly modified procedure.
それもアップデートされてる。
Oh.
They,
well, how, what happened with that?
So, なんか中国の大学がスタップ細胞成功しましたって一回発表して昨日ぐらいに。
Mm.
で、その後に修正でやっぱりスタップ細胞ありませんでしたって言ったの。So, no. 残念ながら。
No one's getting it right then.
だから今のところスタップ細胞の再現に成功した人はまあ未だ誰もいないし、まあこの論文自体が不正だったっていう利権のが正しいとなると、スタップ細胞自体 の存在自体がまあ危ういのは変わらずって感じ、
うん、
で小保方さんによると、その改ざんって言われてる画像に関しては見やすい写真を載せたいっていう思いから、あの画像をちょっといじった。で、捏造って言われてるのに関しては単純に画像を取り違えた、間違えちゃった。
But is that sort of thing common in, you know, with these sort of academic papers? I don't really think
No. だから不正になっちゃうから、普通は、
right.
なんかその見やすい写真を載せたいという、
It's more important that it's
real.
Yeah.
そうなの。だからその写真をフォトショップというかさ、エディットするっていうのはね、まあ、
I haven't actually seen. Have you seen the pictures? Have you seen the Photoshop images?
Yeah.
What kind of deception is going on there?
あのね、
How is it deceptive?
上から違う画像を持ってきて上に貼り付けたみたいな。
Yeah.
So, it's like a completely different image.
What is it supposed to be an image of? And
I don't remember. I don't remember the details, but なんか上から持ってきて貼り付けてるから、なんだろう。もう本当に完全に her creation. Like, なんか it's not a picture anymore.
But is it obvious that it's not real? Or?
No. It's not obvious at all. That's why この共著者の人たちはだから全然気づかないし、気づくのも無理でしょうっていうことで、何、まあ、その人たちはそこまでパニッシュされない。
I'm so puzzled by all of this. It's just there's no reason to deceive people, because people are going to try to reproduce the results that you say that you got.
Yeah.
And you can't, if you have a secret, you can't keep it for very long in this, yeah, in this scientific community.
Well, there are a lot of people out there. So, で、とりあえずね、その、この調査委員会が調査するにあたって、オボカタさんからいろんな資料をもらうわけじゃない？で、その時に、あの、研究のノートっていうのを研究所の人ってすごいちゃんとつけてるらしいのね、全部。後でトラックできるように。それが3年間で2冊しかなくて、オボカタさんの場合。で、なんか日付とかも曖昧だし、あんまり細かく書いてなくて、そのそもそも成功した画像っていうのがどういう風に作られたかもう分かんないんだって。 So it's all in her head. Like nobody knows how she did all of this like research. なんかもう誰も何も分かんないの。 So it's just 本当に it's just in her head. So you know it's such a shame.なんかあの、まあ、このオボカドさん本人がねどうこうっていうよりもスタップ細胞があると思ったのになかったことの方ががっかり。
Do you think that's the case though? Do you think that she didn't know that she I mean she knows that she photoshopped this thing. She knows that she falsified these things.
Yeah,
she must have known that this stop cyborg was not a legitimate discovery as well, no
That's like the mystery, you know, like.
But how could she not? Like, if you're photoshopping stuff and you.
わかんない。だから反論した。
It can't be a coincidence.
反論したからびっくりした。てか多分みんなびっくりしてると思うけど。あの、その出てきて例えば嘘でした、すみませんみたいなことになるのかなと思ってたから、反論したからまあ面白くなったんだけど、マミ的には。
yeah.
It's really interesting, but ただね、その写真を改ざんしたことに関して見やすい写真を載せたかっただけですっていうふうに自己弁護するっていうのは科学者としてそれはちょっとなんか immature だなっていうか。
Well, she, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. That's like her declaring, "I'm not a legitimate scientist." Period.
そうなの、そうなの。そう、あとまあその他人の論文を無断で転載するそのプレジャライズしたことに関しても、まあ、理研の判断では It was a mistake and it wasn't 不正 But to me that's kind of like、まあ、By definition maybe With their definition it might not have been 不正 But it's still weird I mean why would you do that You、
yeah.
know So this whole thing is justGetting weirder and weirder. オボカタさん。でもね、なんか彼女も利権からいろいろ喋るなとか言われてるわけだし、自由に発言できる立場ではないから今。
I feel like this is becoming more similar to the Samuragochi. No.
そうね。
I don't want it to go that way.
そうね。
But I'm afraid that it will.
ね、なんか。オボカタさんに
She's gonna show up at a press conference with a completely different appearance and haircut.
誰みたいな
Yeah.
I don't know. まあでもね、もしかしたら会見も開くかもしれないっていうふうにあのメディアが言ってるから、それをちょっと楽しみにしてるんだけど。次、アメリカ・ピッツバーグの病院で刃物や銃で襲われて心肺停止で運ばれてきた患者に対し EPR という新しい試みを試験的に開始します。外傷を負って救急車で運ばれている間に心肺が停止した場合、輸血をし緊急手術で出血元を探します。それがうまく見つからない場合、通常はそのまま大量に失血して死亡します。出血元が見つからずこのままだと死亡すると判断された場合、素早く体内に残っている血液を冷たい塩水と交換し、体温を10度まで下げ、体の機能を凍らせた状態にします。凍らせ始めてから患者の体に血液を戻すまで医者は1時間時間を稼ぐことが可能になります。外傷で心肺停止した場合、患者が助かる確率は 8% 以下と言われてきました。今後2年間で10人の患者に EPR を行い、 EPR を行わない10人との結果を比べる予定です。
A hospital in Pittsburgh plans to test suspended animation next week for gunshot and stab victims in an effort to improve their odds of survival. The primary targets for this treatment will be victims whose hearts have stopped en route to the hospital. EPR is a procedure that involves replacing what little blood the patient has left with cold salt water, lowering body temperature to about 10 degrees Celsius. At low temperatures, the metabolism slows considerably and the body does not require as many red blood cells. This will actually give the surgeons more time to find and repair the problems.
まだあるよ。
そう。あ、あった。The hospital will compare results with the procedure on 10 subjects with the cooled blood or the cooled salt water versus 10 non-cooled controls. Currently, the survival rate for traumaticardiac arrest is about 8%.
そう。だから今までだと、なんかこれすごい急いでやんなきゃいけないんだよね。すべてを。だからもう救急車で運ばれてる間に心臓が停止しちゃいました。はい、病院に着きました。で、yeah. すぐに OR に運んで、で、急いで探すわけじゃん、出血の元を。で、今までだとそれが見つかんないと、あーあーって言ってる間にもう終わりだったのが、yeah. ああって言いながらこの EPR を使って、まあ、体をフローズンの状態にさせることによって1時間も
稼げる。 Well, frozen じゃない。 Frozen じゃない。
I know. I know it's not, they're not frozen literally, no. but it's
well,
like...
Well, that's an important distinction because if they froze them, they'd die.
Yeah, but yeah. that's what the media says. Like,あのまあ、サイファイみたいな感じだよね。だから体をファンクションしてない状態にまでこうあの冷たくすることによってあの時間を稼ぐ。だから1時間、まあ、凍らせてから血液を戻すまで1時間だから実際に出血元を探すのに1時間使えるわけではないんだけど、それでもね全然違うよね。
Well, if they, yeah, if they don't do that, you're probably dead within 20 minutes.Or less. I mean, by the time you get there, you're
probably dead.
Pretty close to dead.
Yeah, you're almost dead.
Yeah, and so the problem here is not... First of all, you're losing blood. So you don't have a ton of blood. Or, I guess, the proper blood pressure to even circulate it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if your heart stopped, then your blood's not helping you much anyways. But...The temperature of your body has a lot to do with your metabolism. So if they can get the temperature of your body down, then each of your cells, the metabolism slows down on each of your cells and the energy requirements a lot less.
そうそう。そうなの。だから血液もそんなにいらないし。
So it's actually like they're preventing your body from suffocating itself.Your body almost suffocates itself.
Right.
By using up all that,
そうなの。
that air.
だからこの治験みたいな感じで今後2年間やって、それで効果が見られたら、もうちょっと多分いろんなとこでやり始めると思うんだけど。だからまあ、まだね、この1個の病院でやるだけだから。でもこれみんなでだから協力しないといけないんだよ。ね。
This is some pretty sci-fi level
そうだよ、本当。本当だよ。
It reminds me of Walt Disney.
そうだね。あれって、あれ、but isn't it urban legend or is it true?
I don't think anyone knows the real answer. Well, someone must know the real answer.
But what does Disney say? Like the company?
Oh.
Have they said anything about it?
I don't know.I don't know if it's confirmed. I thought it was. I've always believed it to be true. That Walt Disney was cryogenically frozen to be resurrected in the future. As a Disney overlord.
そうだね。今の、あの、アニメーション見たらびっくりするだろうね。
Why?
Because in his mind, when he died, it was like...もう全然違ったじゃん、Snow White とか。
Is the recent stuff that different? Because I haven't seen any of the new stuff either.
Well, it's like, you've seen Toy Story, right?
Oh,
it's kind of
yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah.
now. It's all CG じゃん、うん、So you know なんか髪の毛とかすごいじゃんもう一本一本みたいな感じで
Really?
Yeah
I seriously haven't seen any of the new Disney movies I mean、Tangled. I've seen Toy Story but that's
I might have said this before but あの Tangled、yeah. の髪の毛作った人日本人なんだよその CG のアニメーターみたいな人
The hair?
Yeah
Just the hair
Maybe not just the hair but like I don't know if you know if you've seen trailer of Tangled but Tangled is about Rapunzel、
mm.
and so she has like extremely long hair、
mm.
you know and hair her hair is like すごい important in the story so なんか本当に長いのねで、yeah. それがサラサラしててもう一本一本本物の毛みたいなのそれ日本人の人がやったんだって
すごいね
Yeah, you should see it You should see the trailer yeah, You'd be impressed 次、ロンドンの大英博物館の研究者が1300年前のスーダン人の女性のミイラを CT スキャンにかけたところ太ももの内側にキリスト教のタトゥーを発見しましたタトゥーのデザインは大天使ミカエルのギリシャ語表記 MIXAHA のモノグラムで同じものがこれまで教会の遺跡などで発見されてきましたが人間の皮膚に彫られているのは初めての発見ですタトゥーが入ったミイラ自体は珍しいものではなく世界中で発見されていますヨーロッパで一番古い5300年前のミイラにもタトゥーがありシベリアで見つかった2500年前の女性のミイラは動物や空想上の生き物のタトゥーをしていました
Researchers at the British Museum in London have discovered a Christian tattoo on the thigh of a 1,300-year-old Sudanese mummy. The researchers have interpreted the tattoo as a monogram for the archangel Michael. The tattoo is spelled in ancient Greek letters M-I-X-A-H-A. The researchers speculate that the tattoo may have been intended to protect the woman.
Yep. So, 面白いよね。しかも太ももの内側ってちょっとなんかエロいよね。じゃない
?I guess so.
Yeah, right?
More than
other places. 昔はそこに入れるのが流行ったのかななんかわかんないけど。でも面白いね。日本だとあの最近の若者はタトゥーなんでしてみたいな感じで言う人いるけど。
Yeah.
5300年前からタトゥー入ってる人いっぱいいたっていう。
Yeah, that mummy you're talking about is, I don't know how to say his name, but Otzi?
Yeah.
He's a really famous mummy.
Mm.
The Iceman.
Yep.
And he was discovered frozen in the Alps in 1991. And he has these little lines and crosses tattooed on his ankle.
Mm.
And...They think it's because he had bad joints.
So,
he had bad ankle joints, so they had like these healing tattoos.
So, 昔は結構その可愛いからとかっていうよりもそういうヒーリング的な意味合いで入れてたのもあったみたい。
And war.
そう、でもこの2500年前の女性のやつはなんか頭がなんだっけよくあるじゃんなんか上半身人間で下半身馬みたいな、なんかそういうなあの動物が掛け合わさった、
like Sagittarius、
そうみたいな、それ自体ではないんだけど、そのいろんな動物が組み合わさった、
ような
あのデザインのタトゥーしてたりとか、
There's a specific word for that, part animal, part human.
It's not just part animal, part human. It was just like part cat, part cow or It's just like, yeah, it's just like a mixture of different animals. それはね、多分ヒーリングとかじゃなくて普通にデザイン的なものなんじゃないかなって思うけど、それ2500年前。
You know, they did a lot of research to try to figure out the story of Otzi.
Okay.
That
the Iceman.
The Iceman, and he had actually been shot. I think he was shot in the back with an arrow.
Okay.
The arrow like went through his scapula.And someone had pulled the arrow out.
Oh.
But the arrowhead was still in there.
Ah, okay, okay.
So he gets shot in the back with this arrow, and then he fell, like, into some valley, or he went into some valley. And because he was in this valley, the glacier passed over him without crushing him. And I think that's why he was preserved.
この人もそんなに有名になると思わなかっただろうね。5000年後に。
He's a well-known dude.
ね。そうそう。ヨーロッパで一番古い。Yeah,
what a crazy life to be living. Your ankle's messed up, so you go get it like tattooed.
Yeah.
And then you're like trekking on this glacier.
Yeah.
And you get shot in the back with an arrow.
そうだね。まあ、何があったか分かんないけど、ワイルドだよね。
Yeah.
ワイルド。しかも昔ってどうやってタトゥーしてたんだろうね。普通にもう針とインク、ゲドスタイル。
Yeah, like stab you with that little stick.
なんかさ、日本にもいるよね。中学生とかで安全ピンとかでやっちゃう人、やっちゃう子。
They still do it the old Japanese way too.
Yeah.
There are like tattoo shops that do it the old Japanese way, where they just stab you with that stick.
Yeah.
Instead
but that's normal here.
But they have a lot of the new shops too, obviously, where they
yeah.
it's electric.
But what I'm saying is 安全ピンだよ。
Yeah, but yeah.
And 自分でやるんだよ。しかもやばくない。
Yeah, but 安全ピン or stick, I don't know if there's that much of a difference.
Seriously, like middle school kids doing it to themselves.
Yeah.
With 安全ピン, that's like, that sounds crazy.
Is that
to me.
That common? I mean, I haven't really.
I've seen.
Heard about that.
あの東京生まれの人はあんまり見たことないけど、なんか地方から引っ越してきた子で何か見たことある。
Hmm.
So maybe it's like a trend outside of Tokyo. I don't know. yeah.
Huh.
まあピアスもね安全ピンで開けたりするじゃん中学生とか。That's pretty common, I think, for kids. But
that stuff is so scary. Some of those infections that people get.
Yeah.
Like you could lose your whole ear. You could lose your head.
Yeah. でも my friends all like a lot of my friends were doing that. Like 学校のトイレで安全ピンをあのライターでこうやって炙って、で裏に消しゴム当てて、あの刺してもらうの友達にっていうのやってた。
怖
っ。ね、今考えるとありえないと思うけど、昔は。なんで自分でなんで友達に頼むんだろうね。お金ないかったからかな。
Girls do some crazy shit like that. Girls do some crazy shit. Like most guys that I know, including myself, are just not down with shoving a pin through the ear. Like, what? Or like those belly button piercings look
yeah.
so brutal. Tongue.
Yeah.
Tongue piercings. And
tongue, 多分やばいよ粘膜だからね。私へそピアス開けたけど昔。
What a commitment too.
結構痛かった。なんか結構分厚いからね肉が。
Mm.
It's like でも一瞬だから耳のピアスとか本当何でもないよ。全然痛くないよ。
Yeah, when it comes to stuff like piercings, girls are like 一瞬だから。And then like some like tiny bug comes out and they.Freak out. It's like,
yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
痛みに強いんじゃない女の子の方が。まあ出産もしなきゃいけないし。
Didn't we talk about how like redheads are resistant to pain?
え？何それ
？Have we talked about that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
There was like some study that said that redheads are like super resistant to pain.
That's really weird.
Like people that have the redhead gene.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.But redheaded people are resilient to pain.
本当それ?
Yeah.
Huh.
I read it on the internet. Must be true. I'm serious though.
According to Wikipedia.
And those guys are so tough. Those like those people in Ireland
guys?
That just punch each other outside.
But it's not that they're all redheads.
I know they're not all redheads, but it's a lot more common there.
But is it because they're tolerant to pain?
They're just badass. I don't know.
何これ?
They're just tough.
変なの。次。
The Saudi King Abdullah has introduced a series of new laws and royal decrees to limit political dissent and protests, including a law that has declared that all atheists are terrorists. They have also declared it illegal to participate in any conflicts outside the country. In the first article of the new provisions, terrorism is defined as calling for atheist thought in any form or calling into question the fundamentals of the Islamic religion on which this country is based.
その下読まないの
No, those are my notes.
サウジアラビアのアブドゥラ王が新しい法律を発表し、他国の紛争に参加することを禁じたほか、無神論者は全員テロリストであるとしました。神はいないとする考えやそれを表現すること、およびイスラム教を疑問視することは、サウジアラビアでは今後テロとみなされます。Ho! Sounds extreme.
It does sound pretty extreme. I don't hear a whole lot of news about Saudi Arabia becoming less extreme. No?
そうだね。まあ確かにね。
Always seems like they're trying to reinforce and fortify their kind of strengthen these ideas that they have. Although there has been a lot of resistance from women there.That have been pushing for
yeah, しかもサウジアラビアといっても、
rights.
多分サウジアラビアの中の、あの都市とか地域によっても全然違うんだよね。なんか結構緩いとこと、
yeah.
なんかもうみたいなすごい厳しいところもあるから、でも無神論者、
テロリスト
っていうのがねちょっと、
yeah, how would they reinforce this?
It's kind of like あのロシアのさ、ロシアがオリンピックの直前にの同性愛者が同性愛をこう公にプロモートしたりとかサポートすることを禁止しますみたいな。それに似てるよね。
You think so? I would be surprised if this was not more serious than that. Because some of the penalties and stuff that they have in this area in
I mean, penalty は違うけど、コンセプト的には、
yeah, well, I mean, how are they,
you know, like,
enforcing it?
その thought itself とか、なんか you being yourself,
yeah,
is a crime.
yeah, but how are they enforcing this law? Because sometimes they make laws like this, but they don't really enforce it. You know, it's more of like a.、But this seems really serious to me with these royal decrees. Like, they've issued like the 47th royal decree, which is basically like the king said so.
だからそのネットとかにそういうこと書いたり、なんかそういうアーティクル書いたり、if you're defending atheists, or, you know, if you're atheist yourself, and you talk about it, you write about it,
Terrorism being defined as atheist thought is really bizarre. Like, how did we get here where terrorism is being defined as atheist thought?
ね、な、まあなんか、日本に住んでる私からすると、別に。
You're a terrorist.
私がサウジに行ったらね。
Yeah, you're a terrorist.
No, I'm not an atheist.
You're not? They would consider you one.
So I'm ギリギリ not a terrorist.
No, you think that you're going to say that you're agnostic or something. But these people put agnostics in the atheist category.
Okay, then I'm a terrorist.
Yeah,
you are. But that's really weird because it's not that my thought harms anybody, in my opinion.
It's crazy.
But in theirs, me being myself, me being agnostic...Yeah.It's super harmful.
You're not allowed to think what you think.
Yeah.
And if you don't change your mind, you're a terrorist.
むずいよね。むずくない?
It's so fucking stupid. Get out of town. This is legitimately a form of thought control. It really is.
でも、
and
being agnostic, me yeah. being agnostic, 考え方によってはロシアみたいにその sexual preference を制限する方がひどくない? Because you can be like, oh, fuck God, you know, whatever. I can tell people that, and I can pretend that I believe in God, whatever, you know. But it's really hard to pretend that you're straight when you're gay. It ruins your life.
Yeah, but I don't understand. What's the point of the comparison? People are oppressed in both situations. You know, I don't understand the
comparison. I'm not saying which is better or which is worse, but I'm just trying to think, なんかその状況、自分がその状況だったらどうかなっていう。You know, it's easier to pretend. なんか、
No, they're equally impossible. They're equally unfair, because if you're a gay person and they're forcing you, you know, they're discriminating against you for something, you know, that you're just... That's your nature. You were born that way. That's the way that you live. You know, that's not your fault. You didn't decide to be gay. And I could say that, well, I'm agnostic, or I'm not Muslim because they haven't convinced me to be so. So maybe it's their fault I'm not Muslim. Why do I... it's yeah. to oppress people because of their ideas is very strange.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Just because of their idea about something that they have no evidence for.
Yeah.
If every single country that had some sort of religious basis declared that anyone that believed anything different was a terrorist, it wouldn't be a very friendly place.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, so mean, can I not travel to Saudi Arabia now? I'm kind of afraid to.
だってもともと行けないんじゃないの、サウディ。もともと行けないじゃん。
Really?
Yeah, you have to have like a special permit.
I have to convert to Islam?
No. You just have to have a special permit to go there for like business purpose or something. Mm. Like you need an invitation. You can't just like randomly show up there and be like, hey, I'm here to see your country. Yeah. Let me in. No, that doesn't work that way anyways.
Hmm.
But.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. But, まあそれを置いといたとしても、まあだからうちらみたいな人が行くと、テロリストってことになっちゃう。That's just so funny. I don't know. It's just so weird that it's funny.
I hate the word terrorist. It's so stupid. The word terrorism and the word terror and terrorist, it's just a bullshit word. It's not a real word.
日本だとね、もっとシンプルなんだけどね。そのテロリストの定義が、日本だともう本当に単純に無差別殺人をする、or した人だけ。You know.カタカナでテロリストって言うとね、
mm-hmm.
でも英語だとなんかもう広すぎて
They have the war on terror and they have, you know, the good guys are pushing things through like the Patriot Act、you know, it's just all these bullshit words.
Yeah, そうね、テロリスト。
NextA new study from the University of Chicago suggests that women who stay up late at night are more likely to engage in risky sexual behavior. The study also found that night owls of both genders are less likely to be in long-term relationships than people who go to bed at a reasonable time. The researchers found that unusually high levels of cortisol may be responsible for the greater arousability and risk-taking of night owls. Lead researcher Dario Maestripieri...speculated on the evolutionary angle, saying, from an evolutionary perspective, it has been suggested that the night owl trait may have evolved to facilitate short-term mating, that is, sexual interactions that occur outside of committed monogamous relationships.
シカゴ大学の研究で、夜更かしが習慣になっている女性は、一夜限りのセックスなどリスクのある性行動を通る傾 取る傾向が多いと分かりました。また夜更かしが習慣化している人は早寝を心がけている人に比べ男女ともに長期の彼氏や彼女がいないことも分かりました。夜更かしを習慣化させているとコルチゾールが多量に分泌されリスクが高い行動や性衝動に駆られます。コルチゾールがね大量にずっと出てるっていうのは良くないことなんだよね、あの健康には。
Yeah, there are certainly studies that suggest that.
あのコルチゾールって知らない人のために言うと、あのあれだよね、その危険な目にあったりとかした時にとかストレスがすごいかかった時に出るホルモン出る物質なんだけど、そう、まあでも夜更かしが習慣になって、まあ、だって早く寝てたらさ一夜限りのセックスの機会もないもんね別にじゃない、yeah. だからそんなにびっくりしなかったんだけどマミーはこれ
Really?
うん。だって 早寝早起きしてたらだってさ夜更かしして外で飲んだり遊んでたりした方が絶対出会いとかも多いじゃん。
Yeah Definitely makes sense that way.
うん。だって今私超早く寝てんの。だから全然夜出会ったりしないじゃん。当たり前だけど寝てるから。だからそんなわかんない。
I don't really understand this cortisol thing. I mean, I guess they found this association or this correlation, but there does seem to be a bit of a conflict here because if you're a night owl or if you do not have a regular sleep pattern, that will result in an increase in cortisol already, right there. And so they're suggesting that that increase in cortisol, what is this study saying exactly?
Yeah, that's like my question.
Right?
そうそう。
I mean,
とかさ、なんか、
so they found the higher levels of cortisol in these people that stayed up late, which isn't surprising. And if you're staying up late, then I guess you would have more opportunities, and that would facilitate this short-term mating and sexual interactions that occur outside of committed monogamous relationships. Right? Doesn't that kind of, I don't know. I feel like there's a conflict there with their hypothesis.
I don't really know what they wanted to say. なんか私的には結構知ってますけどみたいな感じじゃない？だってさ超長くなんか5年とか付き合ってる彼氏彼女とかがいたら、yeah. それはさなんか早く帰って一緒に寝たりとかなんか落ち着いてくるじゃんだんだん。
Yeah.
なんか。
Well, I don't think this applies to people that are in relationships really.
Yeah, but I mean, if you compare people,
yeah,
then if you compare people who are like single and staying up late.Going out all night until like 6 a.m. Yeah, I mean, they're more likely to have one night stands than people in a stable relationship
Why?
Who just want to stay in But, and go to bed
okay,
early.
So what this lead researcher is saying, or what he's saying is, what he's trying to explain is why it is that they stay up late.
Yeah.
Right?
Hmm.
So, I guess it would be interesting if certain people in society with insomnia or trouble sleeping, you know, also exhibit these behaviors. And it's not because I don't know, what am I trying to say? To be clear about the causation.
Ah, だから逆ってこと？夜更かししてるからこうなって
So what I think they're trying to say is the reason why these people can't sleep is because they've evolved to stay up and have this higher level of arousal, this higher sex drive. They can't sleep because of their sex drive. They can't sleep because they've evolved.
What? What?
That's what he's saying, because he says from an evolutionary perspective, it has been suggested that the night owl trait, the trait that makes you a night person, if you are a night person, you may be a night person
because
in order to facilitate short-term mating.
おかしくない、それ?
So, no, it's interesting because if you find that you are a night owl and you also can't get yourself into a stable long-term relationship, that might not be a coincidence and you may have some sort of genetic predisposition to be in that situation.
What?
No?
So you're too horny, you can't go to sleep?
Well, it's not that you can't sleep because you're horny. You can't sleep because you've just evolved not to sleep when it's dark. Why did you evolve to not sleep when it's dark? In order to facilitate your promiscuous inclinations.
でもさ、でも evolutionary standpoint から言って、女性が one night stand することによる メリットが少ないじゃん。わかる？逆、男ならまだしも。それ今までの進化と逆の方行っちゃってるじゃん。
Well, no, it doesn't. It's not about the individual, though. That serves the species, right?
Does it though?
If you're just hanging out in the cave by yourself, knitting or whatever, instead of like getting out there by the bonfire on the beach. With the other cavemen and shit, then you're less likely to pass on your DNA.
Yeah. I don't know. This is just too weird.
It's weird, but it's, I mean, this study's a little bit weird at first. Like, okay, so what's the cause? What's the effect? What is this cortisol responsible for? Is cortisol really associated with, arousability? I don't really know, but it's definitely an interesting theory that people have a hard time sleeping because they've evolved to be promiscuous night owlers.
What? What? これね、あのトランスクリプトになった時に文字で見るの楽しみなぐらい意味わかんない。
Why?
だってわかんない。なんか。そんなことある?
It's just, you know, we're all a little bit different, and different qualities of different people has evolved to be there for different evolutionary purposes.
じゃあもうそういう人はそういう人で一生そのままってこと?そういうふうに生まれてきちゃったから?もう夜更かしして、one night、もう一夜限りの関係を結ぶ。ために生まれてきたみたいなことになっちゃうじゃん。
Well, there, you know that there are morning people and there are night people, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's, there was a study earlier this year saying that that's genetic.
Hmm.
And that didn't really speculate as to why it would be genetic.
Hmm.
But they did indicate that it's genetic, that you're born as a morning person or a night person.
でも結構それスイッチしてる人いない?私もそうだけど、朝型人間、夜型人間っていうのが年齢とかとともに真逆になったり戻ったりとかさ。
Maybe you're evolving. Maybe you're a Pokemon.
Yeah, maybe I'm so advanced. But, でも私だけじゃなくて結構見るけどね。なんか昔はもう夜型人間だったけど最近すごい朝型だわみたいなさ。言ってる人なんか朝型人間だと生まれてから死ぬまでずっと朝型っていうわけでもなくない?
No, if you can change, then I don't think that you were ever the other one. I think that you're kind of in the middle or something. No?
You can be in the middle?
Because I will never be a morning person. It's just not going to happen until the day I die.
But you don't know that. Because that's what I thought when I was younger. でも今全然普通に夜無理だもん逆に。So.
How did you flip it?
How?
I would like to flip mine. I would like to wake up in the morning and just like stretch, open my curtains, just let the sun shine in, drink some tea.
そもそも毎日会社に行かなきゃいけないってなると朝起きなきゃいけないじゃんどうしても。
Yeah.
You can't sleep in. Like
yeah.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
でそっからなんか習慣化していってなんか仕事辞めても普通に朝起きれたりとか or like now I don't have to go to the office but I wake up at like 6 or 7 sometimes and you know 全然苦しくない
it's like how you wake up in the morning how do you feel when you wake up in the morning、
うん、あでもね
I think we all exit sleep differently too
yeah
because when I exit sleep sometimes I wake upAnd I believe stuff from my dream for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, where's that thing I got? And it's like, I don't have it. That yeah. was my dream.
Yeah.
So it, I'm just really not together in the morning. It takes、mm. me like, it takes me an hour to turn on.
なんかあの結構窓の近くで寝るようになったりとかしたら変わったかも。しかも私カーテン開けて寝てるから全開で朝明るいのすごい。なんか太陽光めっちゃ浴びてるみたいな、うん、そうすると普通にパッと起きる結構マイケルの家真っ暗だもんねなんかカーテン黒いしさなんか今何時か分かんないみたいな
well, I have
そうすると
hard time,
結構つらいよ
I have a hard time sleeping so I have to have it like really dark and really quiet and、
うん、
like little things bother me when I'm trying to sleep sometimes、
うん、だからそうすると逆に起きるときつらいよねIf it's like super dark, like it's much easier to wake up with 普通の sunlight. なんか全然辛くない。そうするとパッと起きる。
Yeah, but they like installed these new street lights here.
Yeah.
These LED street lights、that are on at night. And it looks like a fucking government UFO excavation site. Like it's、yeah. so bright. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe how bright these things are.
まあ、
like if I open my curtains at night、
yeah.
It's just like I don't even have to have my lights on、
mm.
It's so bright
まあ確かにねしかも階が下の方だと余計ね街灯とか工事の光とか入ってきちゃうから難しいけど、mm. まあ I don't know なんか今日微妙な曖昧な情報多いよね
Yeah On Tuesday, April 1st、Chile was struck ChileIs there a proper way to say this?
Chile
was struck by a magnitude 8.2 earthquake, triggering a tsunami warning and evacuation of coastlines. According to officials, more than 300 female prisoners took advantage of the earthquake that hit northern Chile and escaped a prison. The prisoners also set fire to the site. A few hours ago, Chile was struck by a magnitude 7.8 aftershock, triggering tsunami warnings forChile and Peru.
一昨日南米チリでマグニチュード 8.2 の大地震があり海岸沿いに津波警報と避難令が出されました地震を利用して300人以上の女性の囚人が刑務所に火をつけ逃走しました、今から数時間前にマグニチュード 7.8 の余震があり現在チリとペルーに津波警報が出ていますなんかこれ怪我人とか死んじゃった人とかはそんないなかったのか
I believe that 6 people were killed
Okay
By the original earthquake
okay,
I don't believe anyone was killed by the aftershock
Okay
There was supposed to be a like 60 centimeter tsunami heading here
Okay 日本に
Yeah like 12:30 p.m. or something I'm not、
okay.
sure. I saw something on Twitter.
Okay, okay. この300人逃げちゃった人たち捕まってんのかなちょっとずつ。
Last time I checked, they captured 39 of the prisoners.
Okay.
Yeah. So
300人ってすごいよね結構。
Yeah.
大人数じゃない。
I believe they were actually evacuating the penitentiary. At the time. Because it was in a dangerous area.
Yeah.あそのついでに逃げちゃったってこと
Yeah
OK そっか
And I guess you would
Yeah
What a crazy sight that must have been These 300 female prisoners just all sprinting
ね絶対捕まえらんないもんねそんな300人も走ってたら I think I would
<You'd>
I
run?
would run
if you saw you know, 299 other prisoners running.
Why would you stay?
Are you just going to stand there?
絶対逃げるっしょ。なんかそこまで考えてなくても、もうみんな逃げてるし、いいや。300人だよ。300人逃げてたらさ、その後のこととかもう考えなくない？みんな逃げてるから、it feels like it's what you're supposed to be doing, right?
Well, think about the regret. Think about
later.
If 299 prisoners are running, and you're just standing there, and you're like, oh, I shouldn't run. I'm not supposed to run.
Yeah.
And then most of them get away, and then they just take you back to prison.
And you'd be like,
you
shit.
Just spend the rest of your life in there. yeah, of course they'd run.
あとどういうプリズンだったかにもよるけどね、これが。結構そのペリーなあの犯罪だったのか、結構やばいやつだったのかっていうのにもよるけど。
I don't think it's petty. I mean, when you have 300 people breaking out of prison, usually, you know, they're
not petty.
Yeah, they must be sentenced for a while if you're trying to escape, yeah?
まあね。
It wouldn't be worth it if you were only in there for like 6 months or something, right?
I guess.
How long does your sentence have to be before you're sprinting away from a Chilean prison that was being evacuated after an earthquake and set on fire?
どうだろう?
2 years? Are you going to run?
No, probably not.
No? 5?
5年。いやー。あ、でも5年嫌だわ。5年だったら逃げるわ。
Okay, so they catch you and now it's 100.
そうだね。いや、2年だったら it feels like it's not worth it. It's not worth a try. But, I don't know.チリの刑務所ってどういう感じなの？なんか国によってさ、刑務所って全然違うじゃん。ご飯とか環境とか、だからちょっと気に、あの例えばメキシコとかであるじゃん、あのもう鶏とかあのプロスティチューツとか全部入れて普通に楽しく暮らしてるみたいのとか。
Isn't it weird how they give you a final meal?
Yeah.
When they...
日本はないけどね。
Oh really?Oh yeah, they don't even tell you.
そうそうそう。
その日まで。If you're sentenced to death, they don't even tell you when.
Yeah.
That's definitely worse, right?
でもなんかね、日本はそれ理由があって一応、あの事前に明日ですとか言っちゃうと、あのフリークアウトしちゃって、その牢屋の中で暴れて怪我したりとか、その死刑になる前に骨折ったりとか。することがあるんだって。だから言わないらしいけど。
I don't think you could really, you couldn't sort out your stuff and sort out your head properly unless you were told though. I feel like if I was told 10 years before I was executed, you know, I'd immediately write a book and I'd like do all this stuff. You know what I mean? But if they just throw you in there and they don't tell you when,Doesn't that?
でもどうだろう?
Then all of a sudden you're told and you have like a day to like get everything together. You have like an hour to like get your thoughts together before
でも日本はもう hour もないんだよ。
15 minutes?
はい、行きますって感じ。しかもそのセルを出る前に言っちゃうとこれもまた怪我したりするから出してなんか面会ですとかなんか they'll just come up with some excuse、
oh, man.
で出してそのままもうあれ?みたいな。あれもうこれ死ぬやつみたいな感じでそれまで言わないんだよねじゃないと本当に暴れて怪我とかしちゃうから So
Yeah, we asked about this last time actually, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah 死刑賛成か反対かね、mm. Facebook で聞いたらまあ別れたね反対と賛成で、mm. なかなか珍しいよねこんなにくっきり別れまあだから世界中でまだねどっちもあるっていうかどっちが良くてどっちが悪いっていうのをなかなか政府も決められないところだと思うけどでもアメリカみたいにはいじゃあもう明日あなた死にますから最後に何食べたいですかっていうのもそれはそれで嫌なんだけどなんか
Have you seen so there have been a lot of famous criminals that have been sentenced to death and they've documented what it was that they wanted to eat
I've seen it
Yeah.
いろんなね写真あるんだよねその前の日に食べたこの人はこれこの人はこれを食べましたっていう写真がでたまになんか誰だっけなんかミントチョコミントのアイス超大量に 頼んでそれだけ食べたみたいな人とか、あとまあステーキとかね、チキン、フライドチキンとかロブスターとか、そういうまあちょっとごちそう的なもの、
うん、
あとマックンチーズみたいな、なんかちっちゃい時から食べてた家庭の味みたいなの頼む人もいるし。
Doesn't that make you kind of sad?
Kind of っていうか that's super sad.
Because it's like there's kind of a story behind like what that guy orders for his last meal.
Yeah.
Kind of says something about him.
そうだね。
Or definitely says something about him and his life.
Yeah.
And you know what, how he wants to kind of go out.
なんかアメリカでもその最後のご飯っていうのをもうやめようみたいなあったよね。まだやめてない。なんか州によるのかな。なんかね、その囚人の中にはなんか they're really rebellious till the end. So なんか大量に高いものとか頼んで結局全然食べないとか、
うん、
なんかそういうのがあるからもうやめようみたいな動きもあったけど、やだよね。決められないよね。最後に何食べたいか。
I don't think I eat anything.
ね、食べれなそうだよね。これあなたの人生最後の夜ご飯ですとか言われたらさ。
It's so weird. I mean, I understand that a lot of people are for the death penalty.
でもさ、どうせ明日殺すのにこんな最後だけ優しくしてもって思いそうじゃない？
I think I'd be too bitter. I'd be too bitter. I'd ask them to cook something really fancy and I just flip it.I just flip
そうだから、そういう人がいっぱいいるからこの生徒がなくなりそうになってんだって。なんだろうね、だから決めらない、なんか想像もできないもん、何食べたいとか。最後にそもそも死刑になりたくないもんね、だって。
I feel like
それ以前に
I think they should keep it though. I think I mean the meal thing, as long as they're gonna do it,
yeah,
it must serve as a bit of a pacifier.
Oh my god, that reminds me. なんかさ、別にフィンガーポインティングするつもりないんだけど、あのマクドナルドが新しく朝ごはんをのなんかプレートみたいな、 It's like なんかスクランブルドエッグ and なんかなんだろう、マクリドルみたいなやつとかセットになってるの、それがあの広告の写真だとすごい立派なわけよ。なんか300円か400円ぐらいで、
yeah.
で実際の写真っていうのがネットに出てて、みんながあのわあ刑務所の食事みたい、なんかこうワンプレートになってるから、
yeah.
で、すごい結構しょぼいの、なんか悲しいの、悲しい感じなの。
でもマクドナルドは元からそうじゃない？
そうなんだけど、なんかこのワンプレートに、
普通のハンバーガーも、It's like so、
ぺちゃんこだからね。
like it's so sad looking.
そうなの。
Like、it,
そうなんだけど、それがまた、こうなんかワンプレートになって、スクランブルエッグとかもなんかべちゃって感じじゃん。だから、mm.本当に刑務所のご飯みたいな感じを思い出しちゃう。
Sounds good.
やだよ。だって日本の刑務所のご飯とかさ、すごい健康的というか、なんかお魚とご飯とみたいな、白いご飯と。
It actually has scrambled eggs?
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Breakfast? Yeah.
Huh.
ちょびっとね。
I wonder if they're any good, because scrambled eggs are really hard to make.
え？
Like, good.
え？
No? You don't think so?
え、くしゃってやるだけじゃん。どういうこと？
No, but sometimes they cook the scrambled eggs too much, or like, it's like, kind of, I feel like it's hard to make it perfect.
嘘でしょ？
No? I'm just like picky with scrambled eggs.
簡単だよ。あ、だから火が通りすぎてるとこがあるってこと？
I don't like the 硬い like scrambled eggs.
いや、私、べちゃべちゃのやつもやだ。たまにあるじゃん。ホテルとかで。
Right? So it's kind of...微妙。
だから自分でやるのが一番いいけどね。なんかチーズ入れたりとかしたら絶対美味しい。
I 失敗する。
Really?
Yeah.
あ、そう。スクランブルエッグ難しいっていう人初めて見た。あ、そう。
Well, I can mess up anything. I can mess up toast.
早めに火を止めた方がいいんだよ。だから。
But yeah, but if you stop it too early, then it's like runny and stuff. And I've had to like put it back in. Yeah. やばいでしょ。
変な子。はい、お話終わりだよね。あのね、ツイッターでは言ったんだけど、文字起こしの一番最初のページにトピックが書いてあって、その右側に何分からそのトピックが始まるかっていうタイムスタンプが書いてあるんだけど、そこをリンクにしたんだよね。 だからそこをクリックすると、うん、そのトピックにスクロールしなくても直接飛べるようにしたのでぜひやってみてください。
Also、コーチの
特別編今日あげましたのでそちらもすごいよね300何十ページとか、
yeah.
めちゃくちゃ長いそうそれもあるので見てみてくそれも100円なんでよろしくお願いしますね。なんかさそろそろ誰かウィキペディア作ってくれないかなってマミは思ってるんだけど誰か暇な人いたらお願いそう前ねあったんだけどなんかメディアへの露出とかが少ないからダメですみたいな感じででも雑誌とかも何回か載ったしもうそろそろいいんじゃないかなって思うんだけど
the firstWikipedia article was ちょっとふざけてるな。
Yeah. I don't know
which is cool
how
with
it's
me.
supposed to. Yeah. そうだね。なんか Wikipedia もいろんな、なんか謎のルールがあるからね。
うん。
すごい変な記事もあるかと思えば、なんか厳しくて消されちゃったりとか。まあ暇な人で詳しい人いたら、いてちょっと やってやろうかなみたいな人がいたらぜひお願いします。Wikipedia 欲しいよね。なんか嬉しくないちょっと。どう
I guess it wouldn't hurt.
でしょう。そう。お願いします。
Did you want to talk about LINE?
あ、そう。あ、そう。あのね、LINE のスタンプ？ステッカー？ステッカー？
スタンプじゃない？スタンプだよ。
ステッカーだよ。LINE のステッカーを、
そう。
作る。イエーイ！バイリンガルニュースの LINE のステッカーを作ろうと思ってて あれがね40個ステッカーがセットで初めて売れるようになるから40個考えなきゃいけないんだけどそのうちの、まあ、10個ぐらいを、
yeah.
みんなの中から公募しようかなと思っていていろいろスタンダードがあるんだよね
It's on the、website.They have a how to.
そう、あの LINE が発表してるあのその企画みたいなスタンダードどういうファイルで提出しなきゃいけませんっていうのがあるんだけど、それネットで見てもらえばわかるんだけど、それあ自分できますっていう人で、あのバイリンガルニュースのステッカーの中にまさに自分がデザインしたステッカー入ったらいいなと思う方がもしいればぜひ。ぜひどうしようかな Twitter、
yeah.
か Facebook で話しかけてもらえれば、
うん、多分 Twitter の方がいいかな
そうだね Twitter のメッセージとかあの、まあ、普通に話しかけてくれてもいいんだけど、まあ、なんかどうにかなるか、
うん、
お願いしますそう誰もいないかもしれないしね寂しいはいお願いします以上かな、
yeah.
はいというわけでまた来週今日木曜日だもんね、
うん、
Yeah OK Have a nice weekend
On Monday
OK Bye
Bye